morning. Pray for me. Hallelujah. Do I have a praying church today? Amen. Hebrews chapter 9. I have to read a setting of scriptures there. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 9. A little lengthy of reading here, but bear with me. Chapter 9 and verse 1. Then the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary. For there was a tabernacle made the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the shewbread, which is called the sanctuary. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid around about with gold, wherein was the gold pot that had manna and Aaron's rod that budded and the tables of the covenant, and over it the cherubims of the glory shadowing the mercy seats, which we cannot now speak particularly. Now when these things were thus ordained, the priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. But into the second went the high priest alone, one every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. The Holy Ghost is signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time and then the present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect. As pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks, in divers washings, and cardinal ordinances, imposed on them until the time of reformation. Verse 11, but Christ being come as a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and of calves, but by his own blood he entered into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of the heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifying to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead to the serve the living of God. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they are called mighty, receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Amen. Pray together this morning, the Lord, just help us. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're grateful for the touch of God. God, and we ask you to move this morning and help us as we endeavor to preach. God, we need the Holy Ghost anointing. We need the touch of God. God, if there be someone here this morning that needs to know about you, God, I offer them the gospel, Lord. I pray that you would anoint us full of the power of the Holy Ghost to preach today, God. And we give you the praise and we give you the glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, the church says, amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. I want to preach just for a little bit on thank God for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible is a book of blood, wholly distinct from all other books for one reason alone, Brother Jimmy. Namely, that it contains blood circulating through every page and every verse. Hallelujah. From Genesis all the way to Revelations, you see the stream of blood. Hallelujah. From the first of the Bible to the very end, there is a trail of blood, amen, that snakes through every page, amen, revealing the portrait of redemption that is available to all who will come to God by faith. Amen. Pray, church. Amen. This passage that we have read today, it speaks of the blood of Jesus. It not only speaks of the blood of Jesus, but it speaks of the first sacrificial temple that they had to go into. Amen. I'm glad we don't have to go through all that this morning. I'm glad that we don't have to go through all them traditions. Amen. And what they did in the early church. Amen. But I'm glad that we can go straight to the holies of holies. Amen. I'm glad that we have a Savior, amen, who loved us, that was willing to shed His precious blood. Amen. Verse 1 through 11 focuses on the Old Testament. Amen. The sacrificial system. It speaks of a time, amen, when millions of gallons of blood were shed to cover the sins of people. Amen. I hope we don't get bored with the blood of Jesus this morning. Amen. I don't know, Brother Brent. Amen. If someone would calculate, even all the blood that was shed, even every year the sins was rolled over to another year. Amen. The blood of goats and bullocks and rams. Amen. Millions of gallons of blood. Amen. Yet sin was only covered, amen, from one year to the next. Even all that blood that was spilled, it never saved a single person. Amen. Amen. What the blood of bulls and goats could not do, even the blood of Jesus Christ accomplished. I said what the blood of bulls and goats could not do, the blood of Jesus accomplished. Hallelujah. Thank God for the blood of Jesus this morning. Amen. And I just want to talk to us a little bit about the purchase of the blood of Jesus. Amen. First of all, Brother Brent, it was a precious purchase. Oh, yes. Amen. It was a precious purchase. Amen. Really, I'm gearing us up for the service tonight on what God has done for us. It is a precious purchase. The reason the Old Testament sacrifices could not save, amen, was due to the character of the blood that was shed. You see, the blood of an animal, the blood of a goat or a ram could not save anybody. Amen. The character of that blood could not save you. Sin had to be introduced into the world by men. And Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 says like this: wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, amen, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. There's not one single person in this world that could stand and say, I have never sinned, besides Jesus Christ himself. Amen. Every one of us have sinned at one time or another. Amen. There's times as Christians we make mistakes every once in a while, Brother Richard, and we got to say, Lord, I'm sorry. We have an advocate with the Father, even who is faithful and just, even to forgive us. Even that every person that's ever born into this world, even has sinned, and we must realize that sin is dangerous. Salvation was dependent upon the sacrifice of an innocent man. Jesus Christ. Brother Steve, he fit the bill. Amen. You look at the prophets of the Old Testament. Amen. You even look at Moses. You look at Elijah. Amen. And you look at all the great men of the Old Testament. Amen. Brother Brent, Brother Marty. No man could fit the bill. Amen. There was nobody that was able to save anybody else. Amen. Not even the priests of the Old Testament were able to save. Amen. But I have a heavenly high priest. Amen. I said, I have a heavenly high priest. Amen. That was touched by my feelings and by my infirmities. And Christ fit the bill, amen, for my salvation. When Jesus went to Calvary as the Lamb of God, amen, his blood was shed. Was precious, sinless blood. Oh. These are the fundamentals of our salvation doctrine right here that I'm preaching this morning. Amen. If you're saved this morning, you ought to be shouting glory to God. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1, the Bible says, for as much as you know that you're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold from your vain conversations received by tradition from your fathers. Hallelujah. But with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. Amen. It tells me you cannot do nothing in this world. Amen. You can't buy yourself into religion. You can't buy yourself into salvation. Amen. It's not saved by your good works. Amen. But it only takes up one drop of the precious blood of Jesus and the sin can be covered. Amen. Do I have anybody in the house, amen, that's glad that they're saved this morning? Amen. Could you lift up your hands and thank God for the precious blood of Jesus? Amen. His blood was the character that made, amen, could satisfy, amen, the demands of a holy God. Amen. Moses realized it wasn't of that bull. It wasn't of that, amen, of that lamb. Amen. But God said, my son is the only one. Hallelujah. Not only was it a precious purchase, But it become, Brother Richard, a personal purchase. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us that it was His own blood. His own blood. Hallelujah. Amen. To understand this, this thought demands that we understand that God Himself, amen, could be born into human flesh and how He had to submit Himself to death on a cross for sinners. Amen. I know one side of the cross, even you look at the portrait of the cross and you see the agony and the suffering of Jesus, and it's a terrible picture. Amen. When you look to the other side of the cross, it's a beautiful picture of what Christ has done for us. Amen. It hurts my heart. Amen. It makes me bring tears to my eyes. When you think about the suffering of Jesus Christ, all that He had to do, all that He had to put up with, amen, so that my sin, so that your sin could be covered. Amen. But when I see what the work was done, amen, I ought to shout glory that the blood of Jesus, amen, put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Amen. This is exactly what He does. Amen. I want you to turn to Philippians chapter 2 this morning. I want to read a scripture there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 2. I want to start with verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him. Oh, hallelujah. This is where we ought to praise Him. God hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and the things that are under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the God of the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. I said every name should, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess. Amen. We must tell the world that there is a Savior. I said we must tell the world that there is a Savior who loves them even in their pitiful condition. Amen. You may look at somebody and say, there is no hope. But the blood of Jesus, Brother Keith says, there is hope. Amen. If I could just give my blood, amen, to go up on their hearts, amen, I can save them from their sin. Hallelujah. It was a personal purchase. Amen. Not just for the broad spectrum of this whole crowd, Brother Doug. But He goes down every pew and He said, I purchased my blood for you. For you. For you. Amen. It becomes personal. Amen. You can put your name in the blank that Christ's blood was there for you. Amen. How many knows there's power in the blood of Jesus? Amen. There's power, wonder-working power in the blood. Amen. Do I have a prayer in church this morning? The suffering, the shame, the agony. It's amazing, but yet it's true. And He goes in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. It said, but God commended His love toward us. God commended His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners. Amen. Some people might have looked at me, Brother Jimmy, and said, no, I'm not giving Him any hope. But while we were yet sinners, even in our sin, even in the ugliness of our condition, even in the upside downness that we were in, Brother Aaron, even when the judge should have said, amen, you need to deserve jail sentences, even when the judge said, amen, there is no hope, amen, but yet while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. I said, Christ died for us. Amen. Lift your hands and praise God that it become a personal purchase. Amen. It was precious, yes, but He made it personal for every one of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I need the Holy Ghost to help me this morning. Amen. I want our minds to be upon the Lord. Amen. This is a very serious matter. Amen. Sometimes we become so used, amen, to the preaching of the gospel. Amen. Even in a Sunday school class this morning, amen, you begin to talk about Jesus. Amen. There ought to be something that rises up in your spirit and says, that's my King. That's my Lord. Amen. When I begin to preach about the blood of Jesus, amen, we should drop everything. Amen. We should lay our thoughts aside. Amen. And listen to the message. Because the blood of Jesus is very precious to us. Amen. It's not something that we even disregard. It's something that we just slightly look over. Amen. But the blood of Jesus is your ticket out of here. I said the blood of Jesus is your ticket out of this world. If the blood's not applied, you're not going. But if you've got the blood applied, amen, you're on your way to a heavenly, amen, destination called heaven. Amen, but we've got to have the blood of Jesus applied. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Used to hear the old timers, and we should still continually do this today. I plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. When the devil comes in sometimes, tries to steal your family away, tries to steal your joy away, tries even to steal your salvation. It comes in and tells you, you're not even saved. You don't have a right to praise Him. Amen. That's the time when we got to plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Where was it in the Old Testament? Amen. When Moses was fixing to gather the people out and take them out of Egypt. Amen. They had to put the blood, amen, upon the doorpost of their house. Amen. When the death angel would come by and he would see the blood, amen, he would pass over them. It's the same way today. We've got to have the blood applied. If the blood's not applied, amen, my friend, there's dangerous times. My friend, there's coming a trouble time. But thank God that the blood of Jesus is applied. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, amen. Next time the devil tries knocking on your door, plead the blood and see what happens. Amen. Amen. Let me just step out of my notes here for a moment. Amen. The next time the devil tells you and talks to you in your mind, plead the blood of Jesus. Don't even let the devil scratch your surface and begin to talk to you. Amen. Don't even let him begin to whisper in your ear. Because as soon as he starts whispering in your ear, amen, you find yourself already cowering down. Amen. But my friend, in church, we don't have to cower down. And we don't even have to even listen to the talk of the devil. Amen. Immediately when the devil comes in, begin to plead the blood. Amen. When the enemy comes in like a flood, what happens? The Spirit of the Lord raises a standard. And the blood of Jesus will fight off the devils of hell. Amen. But we gotta plead the blood of Jesus. There's power. Power to cleanse. Oh. Oh my. Power to cleanse. Even this word purge means to cleanse or to free from filth. Blood. I know that. I don't even sound right, but blood cleanses. But blood cleanses. It refers to the cleansing of the lepers, or that ceremonial cleansing. When those lepers, those 10 that came to Jesus, and Jesus touched them. You talked a little bit that other night up with Aaron. Amen. But when they were touched by Jesus, Jesus said, go show yourself unto the priest. He was talking about a time of cleansing. Amen. And the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. Amen. I said the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. Amen. Not just a select group of sins. Amen. Amen. But from the very least of sin, but to the very worst of sin. Amen. He covers it all. Amen. Sometimes we get scared. Amen. Somebody might be sitting in the midst of us that we don't quite appreciate. Amen. Because of their past, but they're done. Amen. We're scared of them because of what they used to be. Amen. But could I say, if they're saved and they've been bought by the blood of Jesus, amen, their past has been wiped clean. Amen. They're not the old person they used to be, but they're a new creature. You want to have a shout in church this morning? They're a new creature in Christ, by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. The blood of the Old Testament, it could never completely cleanse the stain of sin away. Why is it when there's a crime that's been committed, the first thing that investigating officer, he looks for blood. Because blood can be tracked down. Your DNA. And people do their best to make sure that no blood has been left behind as an evidence. But when Jesus died, God didn't send down angels to clean up the mess so there would be no evidence. The blood of Jesus Christ is the evidence of my salvation. I said the blood of Jesus Christ is the evidence of your salvation. Amen. Amen. I said it's the evidence of our salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. The blood of the Old Testament could never completely, amen, erase your sins away. But John chapter 1, but if you walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses. Hallelujah. It cleanses from all sin. Amen. It cleanses from all sin. Amen. I offer hope to that beggar on the street. Amen. I offer hope to that, amen, that woman on the street. Amen. The blood of Jesus, it cleanses from all sin. Hallelujah. You say, Brother Connor, I've done too much. I've been in the lowliest of places. There is hope for, not hope for me, but there is hope. The blood of Jesus, it cleanses from all sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's lift our hands. Ask God to help me. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I need you, Lord. I need that sweet presence right now. Lord, send the ministering power of the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost anointing. God, in a grip the hearts of men and women. Amen. Hallelujah. Cleanse us from all sin. That is why the writers of the New Testament are able to say that we have been justified. Now I'm fixing to shout here. We've been justified. And when you come to church here, amen, we don't ask, amen, I want a background check. We don't ask of that. Amen, if you go to an apartment somewhere or a job, amen, or apply for a loan, they're going to check your history out. They're going to find out who you are. Amen, we don't list, we don't give you 20 questions when you come to church and say what it used to be. Amen, but we have been justified. That word justified, amen, means just like we've never done it. Hallelujah. Amen, just like we never have done it. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, amen, this gets preached a lot, but they don't preach the whole, amen, the whole scripture. The Bible says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Amen, that automatically wipes a lot of people out. The unrighteous. And we're living in an unrighteous world. The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Amen. We like to highlight the fornicators, the idolaters, and the adulterers, and the effeminate. But what about the abusers of man's health, of mankind? Abusers of yourself. Amen. I could preach a long time from this little text right here. Amen. The things that we do, how we take care of this whole body. Amen. Come on now. Amen. We are abusers of ourselves. Amen. I could preach this for a long time right here. Amen. Abusers of themselves with mankind. Nor thieves. Nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners. What? Shall inherit the kingdom of God. I'm glad it don't end right there. Because every one of us would have to walk out this door probably. Because we've committed something of sin. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But what does the scripture say? Amen. But such were some of you. Hallelujah. But you've been washed. How? Washed in what? You've been washed in the blood of Jesus. You are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of our Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You've been washed. You've been just like you've never done it. Amen. Tell your history. Tell your past goodbye. Because your sins have been thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. William Cooper, amen, wrote that hymn that we sing. There's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Where sinners plunge beneath that flood and lose all their guilty stain. Hallelujah. Amen. Lose all their guilty stain. The Apostle John said that the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. Oh, hallelujah. That multitude in Revelation chapter 7. Amen. Who were they? Who were they? Amen. They were those that had their robes washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. How many's been washed in the blood of the Lamb? The blood of Jesus has the power to take that old blackest heart and wash it and make it whiter than snow. Amen. I don't know about you, Brother Richard, but when I think about what I used to be and what I am now, amen, I gotta shout glory. Amen. I'm saved. I'm bought by the blood. Amen. Can I get somebody, amen, to raise their hands? Can I get somebody to shout glory to God? That you've been bought by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Heaven's paying attention this morning, church. Amen. When you talk about His blood, when you talk about His Son, amen, heaven's looking down at Hillville right now. And He's saying, they're thankful for the blood. Amen. Anybody thankful for the blood of Jesus? Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 1. The Bible says, come now and let us reason together. Saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Amen. What was he saying? Amen. There is no sin, the stain that cannot come out. Amen. You take blood. Amen. You put it up on this shirt right here, sister, and I can't hardly do anything to get that blood out. And sin gets a hold of people's hearts and it stains their heart. You can put the best Tide or whatever detergent you use and try to wash your sin out. It is not going to happen. You can turn over a new leaf or leave a revolution. Amen. New Year's revolution. And get it out right. Amen. Amen. You can try to say, I'm going to do better this year. I'm going to try to make some new commitments. It won't work. But if you get the blood upon your heart, amen, it'll take stains away that nobody can take away. It'll rub things out, amen, that nobody can rub out. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm thankful for the blood. I said, I'm thankful for the blood. Hallelujah. Amen. We ought to do something about the blood of Jesus this morning. There ought to be something that leaps up in our hearts because I've been saved by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been saved by the blood of Jesus. Amen. John chapter 1. But if you walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Thank God. There's a fountain filled with blood. Amen. That fountain filled with blood. Amen. Sinners plunge beneath it and lose all their guilty stains. Hallelujah. Amen. Not only there's power in the blood, but there's power in the blood to change. Amen. I said there's power in the blood to change. Amen. Amen. You don't have to be that old man anymore. But you can be a new creature in Christ by Christ Jesus. And the blood of Jesus gives you the power, amen, to change your life. Amen. When the blood of Jesus is applied, it purges the conscience and the dead works to serve the living God. Now listen here. The conscience is part of you that allows you to make decisions. You can either accept this gospel this morning or you can reject the gospel. God has given every one of us a conscience. And He gives us the freedom to choose what we want. And God is not coming here tonight, this morning, even enforcing Himself on you. But you can either accept the gospel or you can reject the gospel. Amen. I don't want to be somebody that rejects the gospel of Jesus Christ. Even because it's precious blood, even that you're rejecting. It's blood that was spilled for you that someday you will live for eternal. Even if you'll live for God. But if you reject the Lord and you don't live according to the Bible and you don't live according to God's holy word,
you will be rejected. But if the blood's applied, there's something that comes inside of a man that says, I've got to change, Brother Doug. I don't want to cuss anymore. I don't want to smoke anymore. I don't want to live like I'm living anymore. I want to be somebody in Christ. And something about the blood said, amen, I'm going to make a change. Amen. Amen. The idea here is that when you're saved, you experience a change of heart that results in a change of lifestyle. If you've truly been saved, then something happens right here at this altar when you say, Lord, come into my heart. Would you please save me? He would take my sins away, Lord. There's something that happens. A miracle transforms right here at the altar. Wherever you are praying, even you could be anywhere and ask God to come in your heart. And the most greatest miracle that's ever happened happens right then when God comes into your heart. Oh, come on now. I feel the Holy Ghost. Even the greatest miracle ever happens is when Christ came into your heart. Even I know we talk about miracles of the past and we can talk about the miracles of the future, but the greatest miracle, Brother Tut, when you knelt down at an altar and said, Lord, be merciful to me. Even Christ came in. Hallelujah. The greatest of all miracles when we knelt at an altar. However, when a person meets Jesus Christ and His shed blood, that change in that person becomes dramatic and glorious. Hallelujah. Some people change a little slower than others do, but there's a change there. There's a change there. I'm fixing to close. Just have to come. Many know that great preacher, John Wesley. John Wesley was returning home from a service one night. He got robbed. The thief, however, found his victim to have only little money and some Christian literature. As the bandit was leaving, Wesley called out, "Stop! I have something to give you." The surprised robber, he paused. "My friend," said Wesley, "you may live to regret that sort of life. If you ever do, here's something to remember." He said, "The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin." The thief hurried away, and Wesley prayed that his words might be fruitful. Years later, Wesley was greeting the people after Sunday service when he was approached by a stranger. What a surprise to learn that this visitor, now a believer in Christ, a successful businessman, was the one who had robbed him years before. He said, "I owe it all to you," said the transformed man. "Oh no," my friend Wesley exclaimed, "not to me, but to the precious blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin." Even I've heard many people testify about who the preacher was when they first got saved, but that's good to remember. Even it's a good landmark to remember. Even I've heard you say, Sister Sue, your preacher preached, Travis Martin, when he was preaching, you got saved under him. That's a wonderful memory to have. But it wasn't Brother Travis Martin that saved you. Amen. It's not this man that's preaching right now that saves you. Amen. But it's Jesus Christ, His spilled blood, His precious blood. Amen. That saves you from your sin. Have a praying church this morning. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Let's get our minds upon the Lord. Robert Bruce of Scotland was leading his men into battle to gain the independence from England. Near the end of the conflict, the English wanted to capture Bruce to keep him from assuming the position as the next line for the Scottish crown. So they put his own bloodhounds upon his trail. And when they got close, Bruce could hear them baying loudly. His attendants said, "We are done for. They're on your trail and they're going to reveal your hiding place." Bruce replied, "It's all right." Then he headed for a stream that flowed through the forest. He plunged in and waded upstream a short distance. When he came out on the other bank, he was in the depths of the forest. Within minutes, the hounds, tracing their master's step, came to the bank. But when they went no further, the English soldiers urged them on, but the trail was broken. The stream had carried Robert Bruce's sin away. And a short time later, he was crowned, amen, of Scotland. He was put the crown upon him. Amen. The memory of our sins brought trotted on by Satan can be like those baying dogs. Amen. But there's a stream that flows. It's red with blood of God's own Son. By grace through faith, we are saved. No sin hound can touch you. The trail is broken by the precious blood of Jesus. I said the trail of sin has been broken by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Many in our modern world are turned off by the preaching of the cross, the preaching of Jesus. But 1 Corinthians chapter 1 says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to unto them which are saved, it is the power of God. Amen. The songwriter, he got it exactly right when he penned those words years ago. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Stand tonight, this morning. Amen. Pray, church. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Help us this morning, Lord. Be thankful for the blood of Jesus. That, my friend, is the question that each of us must answer ourselves. Are you really saved? If you were to die today, do you know for sure where you would go? Would you go to heaven? Or would you go to hell? Jesus died to set you free from your sin. Do you have the evidence of that new birth in Jesus Christ? Has the blood of Jesus been applied to your life? Come on, church, pray. Has the blood of Jesus been applied? Another song says, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Every head bowed, every eye closed, please, no one looking around. I feel like this message is ordained from God this morning. Oh, come on, church. We as saved Christians ought to be rejoicing about the blood of Jesus this morning. But if you don't have the blood of Jesus applied to your heart, I've offered bad news. Your bad news is that you're headed to a place called hell. But I don't just offer bad news. I offer good news this morning too. That if you'll take the blood of Jesus and apply it to your old sin-sick heart, that blood can wash it all away. To one that would say, preacher, I need that blood applied to my heart. I need it to cover up my sin. I'm ashamed of what I've done. I'm ashamed of what I've been. I'm tired of living like I'm living. I'm tired of living to the soul, my seed, to the world. But I want to give my seed to Jesus Christ. Anyone raise their hand this morning? Be honest with yourself. I need Jesus this morning. Come on now. Church, pray this morning. We need the Holy Ghost anointing. Amen. To come in this place. Amen. Conviction power that would grip your heart. Amen. I would be afraid to leave this building. I would be afraid to walk out this church door not knowing that the blood of Jesus has not been yet applied. Amen. But I would feel much better. I would feel more comfortable knowing that I've left here today, that the blood took away my sin, that Jesus Christ, His death became personal to me in the Spirit. very moment, on January the 2nd, even you can make a decision about Jesus Christ and say, I want to serve Him. I want to give my heart to God. And I want to live the way that the Lord wants me to live. How about it today? How about it? I'm going to tarry just a little bit longer. How about coming to Jesus today? How about giving your life to Him today? How about saying no to the devil and saying yes to Jesus? Anybody want to come to this altar this morning? We're not going to think bad of you, because every one of us have had to make the trip down to the altar. And there's some, I say this morning, that's even in the house, that's calling themselves Christians, even are really in a backslidden condition. You know the things you're doing is not right. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. You know the things that you're doing is not right. But I offer redemption this morning. I offer that advocate to the Father that cleans messes up. Oh my. Hallelujah. All right, church. Amen. If you're thankful for the blood this morning, I want you to come to this altar. If you're glad the blood has been applied, this is your time to praise God. This is your time to give the Lord praise. Amen. Come to these altars this morning. Hallelujah. Ask God to help us today. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Just blood. neither spotless lamb. His blood was precious lamb that washed the sins of man. His blood healed my body and sets my spirit free. I'm so glad His precious blood still flows.